You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
On a beautiful Monday morning, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If you did miss it, college football, there was a bit of somewhat locally exciting news over the weekend as five-star wide receiver Calvin Russell committed to Syracuse.
Yoy.
And per 24/7 Sports, this is the app I traditionally use for college recruiting and keeping up with the recruiting rankings and all that stuff. He would be considered the third highest recruit in the history of Syracuse football and the highest rated recruit for the Orange since 2000 if he were to put pen to paper on National Signing Day. Fran Brown, the head coach going into his second year at Syracuse, already came in with very much a heralded reputation as a recruiter. Per 24/7 Sports, he was ranked as the best recruiter in 2023. He proved that last year when he was able to land Kyle McCord out of Ohio State, got him to transfer to Syracuse, led a wonderful passing attack. They were 10-3 last year, including wins over a ranked Miami team. I believe they beat Miami. They did win the Holiday Bowl over Washington State. They had a very impressive year last year in the first year of Fran Brown. And I will say locally, Derek, that's something, and I've seen a lot of people say it now too, in the era where, yes, they beat the number six, Miami, Florida, and then Washington State. I knew I was right on that. But on this, and I do want to mention this because it is something now, you know, we don't see it a lot in the pros. And I think college, we should start seeing it more. If you don't bring juice year one in the transfer portal era,
you're probably never bringing juice.
Yep, and it's okay to move on. Look at locally, Buffalo and Syracuse. Buffalo went 9-4 last year, a bowl win. They're putting up recruiting ranking records for them personally, not MAC recruiting records, but for them personally, they look like this next class might be one of the best they've ever put up. In 2026, they're bringing in a four-star edge rusher from Ohio, of all places, which is heavily dominated by, obviously, Ohio State, but also teams like Toledo, who has been a power in the MAC for decades. UB goes in there, gets a four-star edge rusher, one of their best recruits ever. And then Syracuse, they bring in Fran Brown. And what does he do? He brings in their best recruit since 2000, their third best ever. Now let's see if he puts pen to paper, and that's for both of them, puts pen to paper and gets going. But to be fair, both programs seem to be trending in the right direction, and it took 1 year with their coaches to come in and completely flip how the programs were seen in their respective conferences.
And especially UB, who has had a couple of years of just really down times.
And it wasn't where, like they were winning two games, but I know the last head coach, Mo Lundquist, the feeling around him was not good at all.
It was not a good vibe. It was very much UB became another like forgotten scene once again, not just like locally, but within the MAC entirely. It just turned into one of these things of like, okay, yeah, UB is here too. So what? And for Lembo to show up, again, you could not have asked for a better season from them when it came to a first year for somebody to attack. Man, for it to now get to, you win the Bahama Bowl, and it's not in the Bahamas next year.
That's right. That's very much right.
But you were a threat to make the MAC conference championship game.
Yeah, they were there literally to the end.
Right to the end. So you're hanging around. You go out on top with a great bowl win. And now you have an opportunity to become a mainstay with this kind of recruiting class in the MAC and be able to try to put your stamp on this organization. Or not organization. On this program.
You know how I feel about it. I think we're very close to being able to call them organizations. Right now, but, we still call them programs, but we're getting close.
I obviously would imagine with how college football goes, you're not going to have Pete Lembo here for very long.
I don't want to say anything yet because I've gotten burned so many times.
The amount of times we've had promising coaches within UB.
Yeah, and then they leave.
They leave for greener pastures because that's a mid-major's destiny, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a great time talking with Becky Burke this past year, right?
Yep. Wins the NIT, WNIT, she's off to Arizona.
Yeah, like we are not going to be doing that this time around.
Yeah, I'm not going to stamp my name to anything.
No, it's just...
In my heart of hearts, it does feel like Lembo is somebody that kind of knows I'm a MAC coach. I'm not... I shouldn't go to the Big Ten or the ACC.
Oh, but if you get...
But also, if you
get
win,
that offer, it's because you've also earned it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big point of this, is that it's hard work rewarded. And it's not with the program... You're not dancing with the one that brought you here, but you're still going to a dance. And now, it's not dance with the one who brought you here. It's now you get the pretty one that's staring at you across the room and says, I really like your vibe.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, like everything that you've, like, you know, it's the dream. I mean, it's
the dream.
It very much becomes the dream. I will tell you, though, and it was the same with Becky Burke, and we ultimately did get a championship locally here. It was the WNIT, and it was a wonderful run. And it was drama-filled. It was great. By the end of it, I mean, Alumni Arena was packed. BetMGM has the odds for the MAC football championship. Toledo leads the way at plus 250. Buffalo's in second at plus 300, and that's with questions at quarterback because CJ Agbonna is out. They brought in a transfer, Robertson, I believe is his last name, from UConn, but their rushing attack should be awesome. They bring in a lot of guys from last year, a very, very veteran-led defense. Sean Dolak out. Red Murdoch, though, who was with him in most statistical categories last year, like just finishing second to his first, he comes back, and they had a good recruiting class going into this year as well. I mean, I've said it on air on the nightcap. I've said it off air a lot, too. I'm genuinely ecstatic for UB football. I know college football doesn't get the same rah-rah that pros do. And to be fair—
And especially here, it's a Bills city,
well, and
first and foremost.
Sales brought this up, too, especially if you talk MAC football. Buffalo's the only one that has a pro team in these cities. In the cities that all these teams are in, they're college towns. Buffalo's the one that's not, quote-unquote. But I'll tell you right now, I went to that homecoming game, a game they ultimately lost— But I went last year. I had a ball. And now that I've seen what Lembo's building, I think they've been great on social media. There is a lot of that recruiting buzz going on.
You know what's more fascinating?
I'm going as early as I can to a game because I don't really want to go for the cold weather stuff because I like watching Maxion at home on a Tuesday night. I don't need to go to the game.
That's right. The Tuesday nights are a big thing about that. Like my first thought was I got to get out of a Saturday shift.
Yeah, no. There's
like,
Tuesday
I got to get out
here,
of a
baby.
Saturday show. And it's like, nope.
Tuesday nights.
You can have the Tuesday night action, baby. And hey, guess what? You've probably got nothing going on.
There you go. There you go.
What's going to challenge me? A Sabres game?
What? And I don't think you necessarily have to pick between them. But I'll be honest. Like in terms of locally, Bills are the one I'm most excited for. They're in a Super Bowl window. They're constantly competing. Of course, I'm right there. But I will tell you, and I've said it enough on air. People know I'm a college football junkie. And while I'm a diehard Texas fan, I grew up going to UB football games. I grew up going to Joe Licata playing quarterback and,
right.
and Bo Oliver and the Khalil Mack years, James Starks years. Name it. Those are the years I went, and I had a blast going. And last year was the first time I went in like maybe 10 years. And in part is because I was getting the juice for going to college games. I was going to a Texas game later that year. But when they were good a few years ago with Lance Leipold, that was awesome. I wish they could have added a MAC championship.
Right.
Namely, because I think if they would have added a MAC championship, I think there's a really good chance that track in the middle of the field is not there.
Yeah.
I think you would have gotten stadium renovations if they had at least won one MAC championship. I mean that seriously. If you added something like that, that's...
It's never too late.
It's never too late. You have to have some success. And I think if they win a MAC championship this year with Lembo, they're ranked second going into the season with questions at quarterback.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
If they even have a solid quarterback play, that line kind of tells me they
even
might
steady.
Actually jump over Toledo there.
I wouldn't even
their
say
running
solid.
Attack's going to be amazing.
Steady. This isn't the NFL. You don't have to always have spread offenses or elite passing attacks to win.
Right.
Especially in a mid-major.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, you can get by with consistent.
Steady, consistent quarterbacking.
And their week one game, it's on the road. Could be a really good test. It's at Minnesota, a Big Ten team, a good team. P.J. Fleck's still there coming over from Western Michigan. He's been there for a while, built
right.
a really good program at Western Michigan before going to Minnesota. That game will be on national TV, Fox Sports 1. That could be a really good test. They could lose that game, but the way they run the ball with their veteran defense, I am so curious what that line will look like about a week before that game. August 28th, by the way, will be that game. So it's right around the Bills preseason when that's wrapping up. That is a game I want to see the line. UB will not be favored. But if they're in single digits, I think they could absolutely pull the upset on Minnesota. But it's a team I am genuinely looking forward to keeping up on. I'll be honest. And funny enough, it was kind of the same way I was with Texas. I mean, I've been a diehard Texas fan most of my life. And same with UB. I fell in love with those basketball teams. And I mentioned the Drew Willey and James Starks and Naaman Roosevelt teams. I fell in love with them as well. But you get into that monotonous rhythm where you're just like, all right, there's no vibes here, there's no juice. And I was sort of with there with UB, but same with Texas when they hired Steve Sarkisian, when they hired Pete Lembo. And yet very early on in those tenures, it did feel different. Lembo was much easier because literally first year results were different. Sark, it took a little while. But Lembo, right away, I mean, me and Josh were able to talk with him right when he was hired, when he had to hit the recruiting trail and he just had landed, the vibes felt different. I thought he was going to be kind of like an older, old school ball coach, a little bit of a curmudgeon, probably hates that he's on the air. Instead, he came in with a ton of personality. He's a movie guy. He's got so much energy. And I think that's carried on to how they are with their social media team and stuff like that. And now within year two, they're, you know, plus 300 to win the MAC championship, only behind Toledo, who's been a MAC power forever. And it's only it's plus 250 to plus 300. They're right there.
Also, this is just me saying this sort of thing. If you are a football fan that loves to get to stadiums, well, first of all, tickets to go to Minnesota are like $25.
Giddy up.
If you're willing to take that drive. Okay, right? So it's a nice, cheap little ticket that you can get to go to the UB Minnesota opener. I also think that if you are a huge football fan, you need to go to one, at least one, major conference stadium at least once in your life. I went to a Purdue football game against Michigan. Watched them get the brakes beaten off of them by Denard Robinson.
Yeah.
At Purdue.
I have not heard that name in a long time.
That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
But, man, the scene was still awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to a Purdue football game.
Yeah, it's not Ohio State. It's not Michigan, Denard Robinson.
It's not even Minnesota.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah, if you went to a Purdue basketball game, maybe different, but you're right.
Yes,
yeah.
But the vibe was still awesome. The stadium is still very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh looking. Get to a major conference stadium to see the money that gets thrown around by a conference.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
It's actually kind of wild. But also, you look at Minnesota Stadium, though, like aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, it's. I think a lot of college football stadiums actually are. They don't do too much. A lot of the buildings are also older. That helps.
Yes. They like, do like to preserve a lot of history.
Perfect example. Big House, Michigan.
Right.
There's not like extra levels. You pop out of the entrances and you either go up or down. That's it. There's 110,000 people in there and that's all. Like there's no extra, you know, juice to that. That's what it is. And I love that. You can also go to Syracuse. They are a little bit further down in the ACC championship odds. They are in a much bigger conference. Their team's a bit ahead of them. But what Fran Brown is building, 10-3 last year, and he's building some momentum on the recruiting trail, I think that is absolutely a program to watch, because that's not something that's maybe a bit of the opposite with UB. Fran Brown, you might be able to keep if you want to put money into football. And to be fair, Syracuse has been trying to do that for years. It's why they left the Big East to go to ACC. They wanted to be more of a football power. And there is a bit of an opening there. I don't think Bill Belichick will be all that good at North Carolina. And the ACC for years has been run by one of two teams, Florida State or Clemson. And for the last 10 years, it's been Clemson. And that's going to continue. Clemson, by the way, is a monster this year.
You know what's interesting? Like, I doubt that there's a lot of, like, USC fans that live in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's so much more manageable to get to one of those games now that they're in the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah. Because now you can go to, like, Penn State and you'll be able to see USC at Penn State.
Yes.
Which used to be, like, exclusive for a special Rose Bowl season where they both made it.
Yeah. It's very much like it's an atypical type of matchup.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to see a prestigious team like that, well, guess what? Hey, USC's in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
How long is that going to be there for? Also, an excuse to go to Penn State.
I almost went to a game in college, and I wish I did, especially after my experience going to Texas. And even I've been to a Syracuse game in the last 3 years.
Did I mention it because I looked at the Purdue schedule saying, okay, who's going to beat the hell out of the Boilermakers this year? And I'm like, oh, USC. They're hosting them on September 13th.
That is so weird that Southern California is going to be in West Lafayette, Indiana. That
or
makes no sense to
me. I was
me.
Like, okay,
never
hey,
will.
Like maybe if I wanted to take a trip, is there a winnable game in there? I don't know. Probably not. They went winless last year outside of the FCS team that they faced in week one.
You know, who really counts that if you're a major program?
But would that stop me from asking my buddy to be like, hey, you want to go watch them against Ball State for the first week because tickets are as low as $8?
Tickets could be very cheap. Most expensive thing
could be
gas.
Sabres bargain hunting bin right here. That's the quality I'm looking at.
There you go. I already mentioned it. If you want to throw some money down on these guys and you're not in New York State because you can't bet on college teams in New York State if you're in New York State, I believe, I think overall. But Syracuse plus 5,000 to win the ACC. They're tied with NC State and Pittsburgh in those odds. Well, for the MAC championship, Buffalo is second in the MAC at plus 300, just behind Toledo at plus 250. College football. Just right around the corner, starting in August. They start a few weeks before the NFL. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.